Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, I'm going to reflect back on last week's testimony given by John Wood and then examine the first few verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. But without further ado, let's get started. Well, this past Sunday, we had the opportunity at Grace Community Church to listen to the second part of John Wood's testimony, how he came to know God and how his life was changed forever. And unlike some people who may have a quick testimony, a simple testimony, John's testimony was deep and rich, probably by his own admission, somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 years. And as he said, it took God first smacking him with a 2x4 and working his way up to a 6x6, just implying that there was a lot that God did in his life. You know, one of the things that reigned throughout his testimony was this idea of going through tough times. I couldn't help but sit and think, man, that man has been through a lot. But then it also dawned on me. I have many times just thought, man, he is incredibly humble in the sense he has such humility for somebody that's incredibly intelligent, maybe reading physics textbooks for fun, all these things, just the many talents he had. He's a very humble person and lives with a sense of humility. And then it dawned on me this Sunday that, man, that's because God had taken him through a proverbial flood, but a literal flood, one that was a generational flood, and then one battle with cancer that saw him come through, and then a job that was incredibly challenging that cost many men their marriages and their jobs later. And he managed to be brought through that. And eventually that is what broke him down to the point of that night when he pulled the bottom drawer out at a place where he was staying in Korea on a job and read the Gideon New Testament. And it's just, wow. I'm not even really sure giving that full justice by just briefly talking about that. I'll link YouTube recording of this and the first part of his testimony that he gave a few months ago. And I want to just kind of link that all together so you can have an opportunity to listen to that and just see what God did in his life. But today what I want to do is I want to just kind of think to that idea of going through tough times, going through hard things. And a few days ago, as I was reading through 2 Corinthians, I came upon these verses and was just, you know, kind of awestruck to the point where I'm going back to them time and time again to just reread them and see what was Paul getting after when he was writing to the church in Corinth. This is the second letter he wrote to them. And in fact, the first letter really just kind of tackled a number of things that they had going on that they needed to address, pointing it back to love of God and also pointing it back to what that looked like and what the cross, what did Jesus go through on the cross for them. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 2, Paul writes this, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So he's reminding them, listen, grace and peace from God. And then he jumps in verse 3 and makes a bit of a profound statement. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows." And this blinding flash of the obvious that keeps coming back to my mind is that so many times in my life, I want to, you know, when I go through tough times, I want them to just go away. I don't want them to be there. I try to pray them away. Well, one commentator kind of tackled this in this way in the NIV Life Application Bible. It says, "Many think that when God comforts us, our troubles should go away," right? Do you feel that way? You know, when we go through tough times, troubles, we want to just pray and say, "God, please remove this." The commentator continues and says, "But If that were always so, people would turn to God only out of desire to be relieved of pain and not out of love for Him. We must understand that being comforted can also mean receiving strength, encouragement, and hope to deal with our troubles. The more we suffer, the more comfort God gives. If you're feeling overwhelmed, allow God to comfort you. Remember, for every trial you'd endure will help you comfort other people who are suffering similar troubles. You know, I've seen this time and time again in my time in ministry and just in life. Somebody just shares that they're going through a really tough time. Maybe it's a miscarriage. Maybe it's a wayward son or daughter. Maybe it's health issue and you just don't understand why you're perplexed with it. Maybe it's, you know, loss of a loved one for the first time significantly in your life. And what I've seen time and time over and over again is that there are many people out there that have suffered and gone through these same very things. And they may not seem like it from the outside, and maybe they seem very strong, and they're like that poster person for your Christian faith walk, super strong, super encouraging. But when you start diving into past hurts and things that have happened, you start to see some of the valleys that they've gone through. And it's because of, and only because of, going through these valleys that they've gone through, and the power of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, that they came out the other side. And it's because of those tough times that they more fully realized the compassion, the love, the mercy and grace of God. And it's only through that that they're then able to then, as these verses say, share that same compassion, mercy, and grace with others. You know, it's no surprise that those that have gone through the most, maybe looking at the testimony given by John Wood this past week, it helps me better understand how he is able to live with such humility. Now, I realize it's still fully a God thing, right? Because our sin nature definitely pulls us, keeps pulling us, no matter how long we've been walking with Christ, it still wants to come after us. But when we remember and we draw from this well of experience, experiencing God's faithfulness and goodness, His love and His mercy, even in the midst of the toughest times, that is then when we're able to love others better. And so you just think about Jesus, who was asked, you know, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And then the second is close to that. To love others as you love yourself. And you start to realize that it's because of these situations and things we've gone through in our life that we're able to remember and see how good God really is. And then we come through the other side and we're able to then love others so much better. And we have a profound increased respect and for the love of God. And it's in that that we start to realize that, man, I've got to surrender more of myself to more of Him. He must become more. I must become less. You know, one particular thing that's really stuck out in John's testimony this last week was his battle with cancer and how he went back to the doctors a number of times and they really put him through the ringer, thinking they were doing the right thing and had the right diagnosis until they got to the right point where they figured it out. And as it turns, he made this comment about, you know, chemotherapy and the drugs that they put you through. And the reality is that when you go through those treatments, chemotherapy is a poison. And the hope is that the cancer is able to be eradicated before all the good blood cells, essentially, all good cells are killed as well. Because it's a non-discriminatory treatment. It just goes in and nukes everything. And you just hope that you're able to come through the other side. And, you know, I think that's such a good analogy. Sometimes as we go through the tough times of life, we might feel like, man, we are just getting kicked when we're down. We're having our face rubbed in the dirt. We're getting stepped on by all the people around us. And we just wonder sometimes, you know, what is going on here? And sometimes I think that the only way we can truly learn the right way to do things is by going through the wrong things. So in other words, the only way that we can truly, fully begin to understand God and who He is and how much He loves us and how much He wants a relationship with us is by that exposure to the sin that is just so nasty in our life. It's like a cancer that kind of goes and eats away at our soul. And if we're not careful and we don't recognize this and work to surrender all areas of our life, you know, it may get to the point where that cancer gets, that sin gets so bad that there is no turning back. But this is what I do know, is that no matter where you're at today, no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it is, no matter what kind of negative things or bad things or just life things are happening to you, no matter what you've done, no matter what has happened to you, this fact is still true. God loves you. And maybe you just need to hear that today, that God loves you. He loves you so much that even though you choose to sin and keep falling away, He sent His Son, who came and died for us while we were still sinners. Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins. And that payment is enough. That payment is enough to change your life forever. Here's the kicker, is that we've got to believe and repent. The Bible tells us it's clear the gospel is only gotten when you receive it, when you believe that Jesus is who He said He was and that He died on the cross for your sins, and that you need that. And in that moment, when you repent, when you turn from your sin and you turn to God, you turn from yourself, you turn from every way you've tried to make things work, and you turn to Him, that is when a new life is born. And later in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 17, it tells us this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if you've placed your faith and trust in Him, He is a new creation. You are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ. And reconciled is a big word, but it just means made right, restored. And in that, He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting man's sin against Him. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, or His spokesperson, as though God were making this appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And here it is, 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in Him we might come together and become the righteousness of God. I don't know about you today, but that just gives me incredible hope. That gives me incredible hope in the midst of tough times, the things that you may be going through right now. Let me just tell you this, Christians, you are not immune from tough times. In James chapter 1, it tells us, when we face trials of many kind, listen, it's going to happen. Jesus Himself said, the world hates me, it's going to hate you, and you must be with me, not only in salvation, but in suffering. And man, that is tough. But in the midst of that, and it's in those times of difficult times, that we really see how much God loves us and what He's done for us. And that's when we see the true hope that we have in Him. And it's only through Him that we find peace. So again, I'm going to link in the show notes just below links to the last two testimonies from John Wood. I encourage you to listen to them if you haven't again. If you haven't listened to them, and if you have listened to them again, it's well worth your time. And consider that in the context of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where we realize that it's through these tough times of life that God does the work of restoration and brings us back to Him. Well, I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you today on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, I'll see you later.
You've been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.